855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. Also, you can go to freetalklive.com. The website's completely free. It's a huge website, and its visitation is disproportionately large for Free Talk Live's size. For instance, we did a study recently. Free Talk Live apparently is getting as many visits as shows like Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity. It's amazing.
Wow.
Neil Bortz, thereabouts.
Yeah. Those are some big names in talk radio.
So if you post a story or whatever up there and it gets voted up to the top, a lot of eyes are going to hit it. A lot more than, say, your Facebook page or something like that. It's freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jay in California. Jay?
Oh, hi. I was listening to one of the podcasts a couple days ago.
One of our podcasts?
Recently, yeah. Yeah, I always listen to the podcast while I'm at work, and it's a really enjoyable way to pass the time while I'm stacking boxes.
Yeah, well, the fact is that we give away the podcast for free, and it's great for whether you're working out, you know, working in the yard, if you have a job where you don't have to, where your ears are free, for instance, the podcast is a great way to whittle away the hours, and you can go to archives.freetalklive.com, and we've got audio content going back for 5 years there. That's 2 hours a night, 6 or 7 days a week, depending on, you know, now we're doing 7 days, but it used to be six. And it's all free for you at archives.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, okay, well, now that I'm done fluffing the podcast, I noticed that your guys' commentary on the formation of a Palestinian state, it seems very interesting to me, and it's totally unintuitive, because the reality of the fact is that the formation of a Palestinian government, which there essentially already is, would be just nothing more than the legitimization of Hamas, which is a terrorist organization that's involved in suicide bombing and shooting RPGs at kindergartens.
Well, one of the problems, and agreed, right? But you do understand that there's also the other state over there is a terrorist organization that's involved in things like destroying people's farmland and livelihoods and mowing their houses down in order to, get other people, places to build their houses. I mean, that these things go on, too. And I understand why people have a problem with me having said something like, I support a two-state solution. But I get it, because, I mean, on Free Talk Live, we really don't support the state. What I really want is for Barack Obama not to have vetoed these, people's desire for sovereignty. What I think is that everybody amongst themselves should be able to rule themselves. So I think that we need a progression of smaller and smaller governmental organizations until we get down to the individual.
A sort of devolution.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
I mean, it's either that, or everybody picks up guns and starts killing mofos, right?
Well, I would love to see, peace in the Middle East and everything. But, it's just really, if you look at Hamas and even Fatah, they're really just some gangbangers with AK-47s, or in some cases M16s that were provided to them by the Israeli government.
You probably would be the same thing if you didn't have sovereign national borders. And that's one of the problems with being a Palestinian, is you're claiming that they have a state already, and they don't have a state. They have something.
Well,
they have refugee camps.
They essentially do have a state, because
they don't have borders. They cannot decide what goes on within their borders. If Israel decides that they want to intrude upon their borders, they do it. They can't.
They've got a giant wall all the way surrounding the border.
When they feel moving that wall, they move it. That wall is not stationary. It's a fence, by the way, in many places. And when they feel like moving that fence, they move it. Also, they can't even get boats to dock in there. Israel just scrambled some warships up against Turkey today for trying to get some supplies into the people in Palestine. You're telling me they have a state?
They've got the they've got their own government that they allegedly voted democratically, but that's not really the case, because when people went out to vote, the Hamas gangbangers were drawing the actually Israeli-provided weapons on the people who wanted to vote.
All right, so the Middle Easterners suck. Tell me how you would solve the problem, Jay. Do we bomb them to glass?
Private property, and that's the thing.
They can't get it. How do you get it without... I mean, private property has, up to this point, been protected by a state. I wish that there was some other way to do it. Tell me how you could.
Well, the thing is, when you're advocating for these return to 1967 borders or 1948 borders or whatever they're saying, that what does that mean? That means, you know, the Zionists have been purchasing land in that region since the 1850s, and in some cases they had to hire Arabs to buy the land for them because the Muslims refused to sell it to Jewish people. And so you've got all these Jewish people, landowners, who purchased the land rightfully and legally and lawfully and with cash. And if you were to just return to those borders like that, all those people would be evicted from the land that they lawfully own and pay for.
There's certainly a lot of problems. The problem with being an Arab citizen of Israel is you get a lesser level of protection from the law. They are considered second class citizens, as I understand. They're not allowed to vote.
There's a difference between an Israeli Arab and a Palestinian.
I know.
Israeli Arabs have full rights.
I'm just trying to show you. First off, Palestinians got crap. Israeli Arabs are what one could hope to aspire to if one were a Palestinian at the most. And what I'm saying is that there is systemic racism in the Israeli state, and I wouldn't want to be part of a country that has systemic racism against me. I'm not proposing that people have their houses that they live in taken away from them. Obviously, we need to work with borders as they, we need to come up with a compromise, which is going to stink for everybody. But at the same time, Israel keeps on changing the game on these people.
When Israel was formed, all of the Palestinians had the opportunity to decide whether they wanted to be Israeli Arabs or if they wanted to be Palestinian. And they decided that they didn't want to be Israeli Arabs. And they fled their land on the promise that Iraq and Egypt and Syria and Jordan were going to sweep through Israel and push the Jews into the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't happen. And so then the Palestinians tried to go back, and oh wait, now they're no longer welcome because they wanted.
So my grandfather made a decision. So Jay, my grandfather made a decision. I should have to live a miserable life because of it.
No, I agree that it's not fair, and
so what is fair?
That is true.
I mean, what is fair besides a two-state solution?
Well, I like the idea of, if we could just see the ideal of having the Palestinian Authority is to give them an autonomous zone where
it
they
hasn't
can do their own
worked.
Thing.
The Palestinian Authority is not does not have solid borders because Israel keeps on changing the rules whenever they feel like it.
Ideally, and if you just check out the West Bank and you compare it to Gaza, and you will see that in the West Bank you don't have all kinds of problems like when you see all the tragedy nowadays on the television. The tragedy you're seeing is in Gaza,
right,
where Hamas has a firm control, and those are the vehemently anti-Jewish. They want to kill anybody who's Jewish. You can go and find video clips of them throwing stones at
Jay, I appreciate the call. All I propose is drawing a line around these folks, telling them this is yours, and letting them figure out what they're going to do with it. You know, once they have sovereign borders, maybe they'll decide they don't want to lob rockets at people in Israel. I don't know. But at that point, you could at least deal with them as a nation. Thanks for the call, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the blind, remind you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS. day.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? JurisDictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader could learn it in a weekend. Visit JurisDictionary.com and download the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletter. use the free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, then buy the course. It's jurisdictionary.com. Remember, when you check out, to use the pull-down menu, mention Free Talk Live, jurisdictionary.com. It's a great course. I've taken it for myself, and I recommend it to you. I think everybody needs to listen to this thing at least once a year. It's jurisdictionary.com. So we were talking about the list of demands that was on one of the websites for the Occupy Wall Street people. This is from apparently OccupyWallStreet.org, and all the social justice these folks intend to enact.
And so, social justice for who exactly?
I mean, whomever they decide.
The 99%.
Yeah. We were just watching a video where a guy was advocating the use of force in order to enact social justice. How can you have justice when you enact force? I suppose you could use retaliatory force.
Yeah.
Well, this guy, he's for social justice for him,
yeah,
and not
his
for
view
rich
of it.
People.
Yeah, his view of it. Yeah. You know, rich people, since they make more than you and they don't care about you, they don't deserve justice of any kind. They're not human beings anymore.
Rich people made cars, made his little iPhone, made all the modern conveniences, made the way that his lovely clothes were loomed by an automatic process so that he can buy them more cheaply. You know, this is the kind of, what these people hate is modern conveniences in society. They don't know it. Actually, they don't hate it. What the result of their hate will bring is desolation in that area.
What they hate is that they're not as rich as those people.
Yeah.
That's
sure,
really what
sure,
it is.
Sure. A lot of these kids I see down at the Occupy Wall Street seem like middle-class, suburban, white college kids.
Yeah, and they're mad that they have college loans.
Yeah.
I want my college so that I can make a lot of money, and I want my college for free.
Yeah, you know what? I don't have college loans. Guess what? I just didn't apply for any of them. I just, you know, didn't put myself in that position that I needed, that I put myself in that
kind
of debt.
Do you have a degree?
No.
Okay.
I don't need it, though.
Now, and the thing is, there are alternatives to college. I'm taking some classes right now. I am doing an online school. It is very affordable. And in addition, my job pays for some of it. So, I've found a way where my loans will be very, very small. There are ways to do it.
They were discussing a minimum wage of $20 an hour. I was making almost that much when I worked for Xerox. And I don't have a college degree. I'm a high school dropout, people.
But you're making that kind of money.
Yeah.
Your very early 20s.
Yeah. I'm young. I only plan to move up from here.
If that made you angry, wait until you hear demand 3. Guaranteed living wage regardless of employment.
No.
How are you possibly going to pass out money?
Why work anymore?
Yeah.
If $20 actually remained what $20 is as far as value goes, why would I work?
In that case, I'm going to become a vulgar ukuleleist.
You know? I mean, and that's going to provide what to the marketplace? You know, some cussing and some radical tunes, right?
Yeah, yeah. Some dirty limericks, maybe.
What bothers me the most about this is what you're encouraging is a society of lazy people who don't want to get anywhere. I mean,
you could have it absolutely.
Eliminates.
The marketplace will provide that, though. You give us just a few more decades, and we'll have these 3D printers kicking out anything that people want, free electricity. You can lie around in free housing, and believe me, you'll get all of this stuff if you just hang on and don't stifle
and
the marketplace.
Brought on by the market, by demand above anything else, you know, and, you know, entrepreneurs see this as an opportunity and they start to work on developing this. They work cooperatively with other people to achieve these goals. You know, they don't go to the government and force innovation to happen, which is not what happens when you
basically
turn it over to
this
government.
Person doesn't want to work and wants to get paid to do it.
If they just hang out for long enough, we'll have robots and the robots can work for them and they can just hang out.
But then the robots turn on you.
If you
that's another story.
Wait until the proper time, then you can't get the free stuff. I mean, you got to work hard now in order to get what, you know, the innovation in the future.
Sure, sure. I mean, you know, I didn't start out making, almost $20 an hour. It wasn't quite $20 an hour, but I didn't start out making that because the jobs I was doing at first didn't require a lot of skills, you know. It required cleaning dishes, you know, or cleaning off a table, taking a food order, you know, and then learning how to cook. You know, I don't think cooking is nearly as It doesn't take as much skill as repairing a copy machine does. Therefore, I think my time is more valuable as a copy machine repairman than as a cook. Now I work as a cook. I make less than I did at Xerox.
There you go.
You know, and I think that's fair. You know, otherwise I wouldn't take that job. I wouldn't be at that job. I have the option to leave, and so do you. If you don't like your job, you have the option to leave. If you don't want to be in debt for your college diploma, don't go to college. Learn a trade.
Which brings me to demand number four: free college education.
For everyone.
Everybody should get free college education.
How do you pay those
teachers?
Because
college education just grows on trees.
You know, as college education has become more prevalent, the value of it has decreased. And now you wonder what in the world, I mean, how many people are out there with a college degree? I was just talking to the waitress at the Wing place here in Keene, New Hampshire, and she was talking about her college degree that she, her student loan she had to pay off for her college degree, and I ribbed her ever so gently about, having a college degree, working at a rib place, and she's like, everybody I know has a degree and is working, doing something besides what they're doing. I mean, this girl's job essentially is to wear short pants.
I'm curious as to what her degree was, because I bet I could take a guess.
I can't remember what.
A lot of the kids I work with at the restaurant I'm working at now, who are done with college, you know, they went for communications even, and they were working at the restaurant. Right. They went for literature, you know, one girl.
I took English class, and it was fun, so I should major in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's going to get you, what, being an English professor.
Yeah. If you don't want to be a teacher. Which now that's what all those people can do, so get in line.
Yeah. And the demand for, of course, teaching jobs that are of a living wage is driven as a result. And all I can ever remember is that one quote from the teachers union where the union boss says, yeah, once kids start paying union dues, that's when I'll represent kids. He's talking about, you know, his concern is representing teachers. He doesn't care about representing kids. Oh, demand five here from the Occupy Wall Street. One person, at least. I don't know whether... I it's hard to say who backs this.
Yeah, who came up with this.
It's very decentralized.
And I hear that all the time. When I make... And I do this a lot. I make generalizations about the group Occupy Wall Street, and I say they think this, they do that, you know, whatever. And people say, well, it seems to be a wide amalgamation of people, you know, but, like... Not the signs I'm seeing, and how do you know, like, unless you could take the time to talk to everyone there, which is impossible.
Yeah, I think some liberty-oriented folks are trying to get in there and get their
you know, sure
fingers
into
it to some extent.
Yeah, I know a few that are trying to.
But, you know, a lot of liberty folks have jobs and work, and it's hard to occupy anything and work at the same time.
Sure.
855-450-3733. Are we wrong? 855-450-FREE.
Guys, notice things are different now that you're a little older? Girls, notice your guy's not quite the man he used to be. Lower energy, more fat, lower sex drive. It all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. It doesn't matter who you are, guys. This will happen to you. But now, for the first time, we can boost testosterone naturally by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Ageless Male is proven in clinical research to safely boost testosterone by 61%. Healthy testosterone means more vitality, a great outlook, and a healthy sex drive. This is a game changer. Be an Ageless Male.
For your risk-free trial, just call 1-800-350-2122. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-350-2122. That's 1-800-350-2122.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the Stakeholds toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about the Occupy Wall Street folks, their list of demands, and all the stuff that's going on with them.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, they are full speed ahead. You know, ludicrous speed, go.
42. And you can, you know, we were watching this video during the break, and this is Adam Kokesh's, tell people how to find this video.
I went to YouTube, and I looked up Adam versus the Man, Occupy DC.
Okay. And that's, yeah, the Occupy DC, not Occupy Wall Street. And there's these things are going on all over. And he does great videos, and this video work is awesome. If you want to see some people who live in a fantasy world, go watch this video. It's amazing to hear these socialists talk about their stuff. And he really, really, really did a fantastic job bringing it on down for them, to the point that it allowed me, this bolstered my belief, which is already pretty high, that the ideas of liberty are the most moral ideas out there. Essentially, these people, you know, the one guy was advocating force. It is the role of the government to use force against these people that are, you know, standing in the way of social justice.
And he was so pompous as to say, well, I believe my ideas are right and people will come through them logically, but
frankly,
if
they don't,
so I have to force it on them.
That's essentially what he said. And this other gal, when the facts stared her straight in the face about what it was that she was, who she was supporting for president, President Barack Obama, she essentially said, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah, the cognitive dissonance just kicked in, and she couldn't handle it.
I can't handle facts. I just want Barack Obama to be president, and this time maybe he'll act the way I want him to. And, you know, the first term he had to do it for some reason, but the second term he won't do it. He'll do whatever he's supposed to do the second term. It's ludicrous. But I can only imagine, if you're a tried-and-true progressive liberal type, what you hope for under You know, for a president. I mean, you know, what do you? The Democrats aren't going to put up Dennis Kucinich against Barack Obama. I mean, Barack Obama's the choice you have as a Democrat. You can either support the Democrat or the Republican, and they can't even imagine for a second supporting a Republican. And
that's why I was a Democrat when I didn't know any better. Mm-hmm. I just knew I didn't like Republicans.
Sure,
that's it.
Yeah,
well, I'll tell you, Republicans have done as a party have a lot of people in them that are highly unsavory. The fact is, the black folks know who the KKK is largely voting for.
Yeah.
The Mexican folks know who wants to kick their family out of the country and who doesn't care whether they're here legally or illegally, in a lot of cases. Just dislikes them because they don't speak the language properly or whatever.
Yeah, which is ludicrous.
The gays are pretty sure who doesn't want to let them contract with each other. Mm-hmm. These people feel like, and I think legitimately to some extent, there's some legitimacy to their feeling that, well, this party hates me less, so that's where I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And sadly, that's what Republicans are doing, is they're tying their banner to a group of people, the WASPies, a group of people now that are quite in power, but their power is going to diminish over time. Republicans need to look towards the future and see how they can bring on board other folks. Mm. Because they're just like this guy in the video who, I believe that our ideas are logical and the people should come to them over time of their own accord, but frankly, they're not.
Yeah.
And frankly, Republicans, you know, I mean, people aren't coming to your ideas. The Tea Party's had some motion in the right direction, but let's not forget that the Tea Party is, well, it's mostly Republicans, and it was originally started by libertarians.
Yeah, and kind of hijacked.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you want ideas that are going to appeal to a larger base, you need to drop the hate. And I'm not saying every Republican is full of hate. I know they're not.
But that's how their party comes off. I mean, that's how I interpreted it. I just, all I could think was intolerance. That they're very intolerant of a large number of groups, which you just named. And, you know,
sure,
I was
sure.
young.
It's
I
not
didn't
like
know
Democrats aren't either, though. They're just intolerant
of people for other reasons. We're louder about it. And the liberals, when you're younger and you don't really understand, like, I didn't know what I knew now.
Yeah, it's a fantasy and it sounds great. You know, everybody should be equal and the world would be a lovely
Their goals are wonderful. They just don't know how to get there.
Well, if their goals are to everybody being equal, I don't know that they're wonderful, but I get where you're coming from.
I'm talking about just the sentence. Like, yeah. I want everyone to be equal, and yeah. I want everyone to be able to live nicely. You know what I mean?
Free. And
I want that, too. The best way to do that is to, you know, free up the system so that people can do that. Let's go back to this list of demands here from the Occupy Wall Street folks, some of them. Demand number 5. Begin a fast-track process to bring the fossil fuel economy to an end, while at the same time bringing the alternative energy economy up to energy demand.
I don't want that. Why would that be forced on me? Like, I don't like electronic cars. I don't think they're that great. I think that fuel cells are heavy and that it's going to be technically less efficient as far as torque versus weight goes.
I want alternative energy in vehicles. I want the best alternative energy for these vehicles. And what I have found is when the government gets involved, it incentivizes things like ethanol, which are poor choices for vehicles. I mean, these are bad things. They increase greenhouse gases, in fact. Yeah. Nitrous oxide is one of these gases that corn releases, and they have caused all kinds of problems with getting involved.
Yeah.
I'm for getting rid of the fossil fuel economy, but I don't think the government is going to be able to...
Yeah, it should be open to the market. Personally, like, I like fossil fuel cars. I mean, when cars first came out, there were alternatives. There were electric cars back in the early 1900s. There were steam cars back in the early 1900s. These did not win out in the long term competitively because they are not as good. They are not as viable. If they weren't viable then, what makes you think they're going to be viable now?
There's a lot of calories in fossil fuels, there's no doubt. And those calories make it easier to make things go. Battery technology certainly has increased over time, and it will continue to increase as people want it to increase, and that's the way it's got to be.
Sure. You can't force it. You can't force, just like you can't force nature, you can't force the natural progression of technology.
Yeah, it's got to, the demand has to drive it, and as demand drives it, you'll get something better, and then at some point, I really do believe. I really do believe that at some point people are going to have be able to produce their energy for their home essentially for free, and that we'll have cars that'll make 200 or 300 miles on a charge, and that is all you have to do is drive it back home and plug it in, and then it'll have a backup gas tank or something like that, and that would be an awesome little way to do things. But we're not quite there yet, and you have to buy these things. You have to consume them so that you put money into that kind of technology. That's the way the market works.
Sure.
Demand. I'm sorry, Julia.
No.
Okay. Popped your lips like you're beginning to say something. Demand 6. $1 trillion in infrastructure, water, sewer, rail, roads, and bridges, and electrical grid spending now. Okay.
$1 trillion.
Right. As if all these, these folks, and by the looks of it, who want Barack Obama reelected, they got their stimulus package, which did nothing, according to Alan Greenspan, nothing for the economy. They got that, and the trillions. You have your $1 trillion. Your president spent it on war.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they. Where is that money going to come from anyway? Like, we had to borrow it last time, you know. You think we have it now, suddenly? We haven't even paid off the last debt.
The rich people. The fat guy with the baseball cap says that we can get it from the rich people.
The fat capitalist with the baseball cap, you mean? He makes a lot of money. I hate to tell you, he's not poor.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he's a tried and true, Michael Moore we're referring to here. I'm sure he's a tried and true socialist. I don't know. I can only assume that a man wouldn't dedicate his life to something he doesn't believe. And I like what he's done with some of his money. I love that he's supporting Bradley Manning in his, trial stuff. But, this is a 100-year-old philosophy that has failed every time it's been tried. It is an abject failure. And they just keep on wanting to do it. Why? Because theft is easier than work.
Yeah.
That's the problem with socialism. Sooner or later, you run out of other people's money. Well, the list goes on. As a matter of fact, I see demands going and stretching on into infinity here. So
I can't wait to hear them.
They're good. It's just amazing how, little these people think. Demand 7 coming up. 855 450 free here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, and as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
This is a special alert from eFoods Direct. Silver just dumped to a two-year low, and right now the stock market crashes and recrashes daily. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, companies fail, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the already too expensive food. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The all-time high cost of sugar is tripling. Those who tried to buy silver for security just lost a big piece of the food their silver might have bought before it crashed. So what are you going to do? Get as much food as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping to October 9th buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633, 24 hours. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare, one American.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. This is Sickle toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Now, Luther, you posted a little link of our show up tonight on the, Occupy Wall Street Facebook page?
Yeah, I found an Occupy Wall Street Facebook page. I said, hey, we're discussing the list of demands. Call in, talk about it. You know, it's toll-free. It's free to listen. You know, all this stuff.
And we're wrong. We need to know.
Yeah, yeah. I was expecting somebody to call in, you know, and argue with us or debate with us, you know, or even
or
agree
say
with
that
us.
Not everybody there thinks this or,
sure,
or whatever.
Sure, sure.
And I've tried to make certain every time that I say that these list of demands do not represent everybody on the Occupy Wall Street sort of protest. However, they appear to be of some gravity amongst the Occupy Wall Street folks. There's certainly some signs that give that feeling, and we've saw the Occupy DC folks getting interviewed by Adam Kokesh and Adam versus the Man.
I'm sure they would agree with a lot of these policies as well, these demands.
And yeah, they certainly sound like they're right on board with
sure,
them.
Sure, sure. So I posted this on the Occupy Wall Street Facebook, or a Occupy Wall Street Facebook. I don't know if it's the one, whatever. Anyway, and I was wondering why we weren't getting these calls, so I went back to look at the page, and it had been taken down.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, if you feel strongly about your position, if you really believe it, why would you feel uncomfortable calling in and defending it?
I don't understand.
Why do you feel so threatened by what we're saying if you believe what you're saying?
It's relatively easy to pick up the phone at 855-450-3733
and
call.
We're pretty nice. I mean, we're opinionated, but we don't bite.
I'm kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right. So, demand number 8. This is the list of demands from Occupy. It's at OccupyWallStreet.org, I believe is what it's called here. Let me make sure that I've got the... It's Occupy Wall Street, and street is ST.org. And they're, you know, we're going through the list of demands. It is an amazing... It's like the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, frankly. Okay, so demand 8. Racial and Gender Equal Rights Amendment. So, you know, I think that people should be treated fairly. Now, I don't believe for a second that people are equal. I don't know how you get to be equal. I'm probably never going to be as good at nursing a child as you would, Julia.
That's like, probably true.
You could pull that off. I couldn't.
I would not like to, though.
And it's not fair. It's not fair. I feel bad.
It reminds me of the Life of Brian Monty Python movie where the one guy wants to be a woman so he can have babies.
And, you know, there are people out there that are tall, that can play basketball better than I can. There are people that, you know, all kinds of gifts are out there. Yeah. I don't think that, I don't like the term equality.
Yeah.
I don't think it really works.
Well, I think it's used in the wrong way. Like, when I think men and women are equal, all I think is that neither one is better. They both have different qualities that, you know what I mean? That make them unique.
1 and 3 add up to 4. 2 and 2 add up to 4. That's equal. Yeah, I would agree with you
but
on that.
But the word equality in the way that these people are speaking of, I mean, it's really been twisted, the definition.
And the other thing that I believe is that I believe people should be treated fairly. However, yeah. I think that people should be able to live their lives according to their philosophies, too. So if, for instance, I have a business, and in my business, it is. I know it is illegal to. I currently know that it is illegal or a problem to ask people if they're married or not when you hire them. If I decide I want single people working for me, for whatever reason I want them working for me, whatever that reason might be, it might be a flawed philosophy. Shouldn't I be able to choose that I just want single people working for me and not married people?
No, Mark, because those married people. Something, dark
jobs.
Side.
You're not allowed to ask people any question about children either or pregnancy, like things like that.
Right.
You wouldn't want to discriminate against them if they were going to have babies.
And you shouldn't, and you know,
no, I would.
Some businesses are going to choose to pay women less than they're going to pay men. I'm not saying that women have to work at those businesses. I don't believe that they have to. But there are some businesses that are going to say that the value of female workers is less than that of male workers. And I don't know why they're going to say it. I can give you some ideas. They're going to say that women don't have the upper body strength that men do. Or they're going to say that women are more likely to have to stay home with the kids when they get sick, or they're going to say that women are predisposed to a medical condition called pregnancy that will keep them out from, you know, 6 weeks to a year.
But then again, there are also jobs that women have an easy time getting that men do not.
Yeah,
if you want to be a dental hygienist, a lot of precision work manufacturing, actually handwork, is done by women because they're better at it.
Generally, obviously. There are certainly jobs like, you know, certainly jobs like personal assistants, typists, you know, all kinds of nursing jobs where you're looking at, you're going to have an uphill row to hoe being a male trying to get in those lines of work. So I just don't believe in equality. I don't think it exists. I believe in fairness, and I'm for that. I think that if somebody, for instance, has a religious bend to them, that they shouldn't have to hire gay people and provide them with the same, you know, benefits to their partner or, you know, married partner or whatever that they provide to, you know, married, you know, people that are heterosexually married. I'm not saying I agree with the practice. I would offer those benefits. If I were offering benefits to for employees of Free Talk Live to their spouses, I would offer them to marry if it, to heterosexual ones and gay ones. It wouldn't matter to me. We're certainly not at that point. We don't even have employees here. So it's really not an issue. But I would do that because that's what I believe in. But I also believe that people should have the choice. And if you don't like it, don't work there. If you hear about their position as a customer, don't buy from them. These are decisions that will have weight and change, and it really can change society instead of using force and guns to force people to do what you want. And that's what all these demands, the underlying, you know, the underlying aspect of all these demands is, if you don't do things the way that we want you to do them, we're going to send guys with guns to force you to do that. That's what all these rules are about. Violence. Demand number 9. Bring American elections up to international standards of paper ballot, precinct counted and recounted in front of an independent and party observers system. I got no problem with this one. You know, I don't know that I don't know what international standards are or anything like that, but I think that elections should be paper ballots. I think that you know, these machines can be too easily hacked, and I don't like it at all. I do think that they should be counted in front of an independent party. This is how it goes in my town, though. I can assure you that the votes in my town are fair. They are taken at one place. You go down to town hall.
Well, you can watchdog that.
They asked me to come because they know that I'm a bit of a rabble-rouser in my town. And they said, come here. We don't want you to be talking about how our election is rigged. And I don't think it is. I don't think for a second it is. I think that most of the people don't agree with me, and I believe that they're wrong as a result. But, you know, whatever. That's what I'm sure they feel the same about me. And but I do believe that in larger precincts and stuff that as a matter of fact, there's video. I know that they're not following their own rules, and there's nothing you can do about it when they don't follow their own rules. There were some videos out 2008. The libertarians supporting Ron Paul were chasing folks around, and you know they were showing election law here in New Hampshire and showing people violating it. They were showing the boxes that the votes were kept in, and they were showing the tape, just, you know, this tape that wouldn't even seal. They were just kind of pulling it and putting it back in place and pulling it up and putting it back in place. This stuff, there's no evidence that these votes were the votes from whence they came. So if they would have voted, if they would have counted them in the at the precinct and then sent the number forward, at the very least you would have had some kind of corroboration there. You know, maybe a video. How about a video where people get to watch the votes be counted right there? And they come up, you know, there'd be some observers in the room. I mean, you know, these things aren't crazy.
My understanding of the way Keene works with the counting of the votes is that you have to stand, like, behind a certain point. Like, you can go and watch them count the votes in Keene, but you can't, like, there's a place where you have to stand, and it's kind of far, you know what I mean, it's like 10 feet back or whatever.
So you can't really see what's
written. Really see what they're doing. Not that I'm accusing them of doing anything, I have no idea, but just it's, you know, the principle.
And this is the problem as the organizations get larger, as the towns and cities get larger, you're gonna have less interactivity. I don't know. Maybe they're afraid of somebody sliding something up, taking a vote. I don't know what they're afraid of, but I can tell you, in my town, you could stand right there. If you have a question, you ask a question, they show it to you.
And I can see, you know, maybe their thought is, well, like, we need to concentrate while we're counting these votes. But let's be honest. How many people are actually going and watching the votes be counted? It has to be the most boring thing ever, and most people don't care enough to do it.
Yeah. You're talking about hundreds, not thousands of votes being counted.
And you're talking about one person in Keene who would actually take the time to go watch, maybe.
There's probably a few of them. There's people love the electoral process. Some of them are just really into it. So, yeah, I mentioned they've got more groupies than that, but not too many more. I mean, you're not talking about 20 enraged people at every precinct or anything like that. Hey, we found something we agree with the Occupy Wall Street folks on. We must be radicals. 855-453. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Let us know what you think.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org. And we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at FFF.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.